Well, hello everyone, and I want to welcome you to podcast number 2. Today, I got an email from a friend of mine who lives in California. And in his email, he was telling me that he was suffering about something. Well, we all know that there are many times during the day that we have an opportunity to suffer over something. You know, perhaps we burned our toast, perhaps we did not get the children off to school on time, or maybe it is even more reasonable things that happened that we would think are things that typically would upset any human being. And these things would be like, you know, your friend dies, gets hit by a car, or perhaps someone gets very ill or sick. These things are normal for human beings to suffer over. Aren't they? You know, just yesterday, I found something to get very, very angry about. I got a call from my wife, and she says, "Honey, you have to come home. We have a big emergency going on. It was freezing cold, and the pipes broke. There is water shooting everywhere. What do I do? What do I do?" Well, of course, I tell her what to do on the phone, and I'm acting very cool, but inside, I'm getting quite pissed off. You know, inside there are many, many roles that I've been playing and that I'm trained to play in my life. I'm a husband, a provider. I take care of the house, and these are my things. And something happened, and my wife is freaking out. And what am I supposed to do? And I'm not there to do anything. And you know, it's quite common. I've got all these things I'm carrying around with me. Oh, very upsetting. Even talking about it now and making me very upset. Go check your faucets. Go check your pipes if it's cold where you are, you know, because they might burst and then you're going to have this problem too. And then all the suffering is going to come up for you. Okay, well, no, I don't think so. This is the opportunity. Anytime that there is suffering, there is also a great opportunity. So the first thing to do is to notice and say, okay, wow, this thing is really making me suffer. This thing is really making me suffer. Right in there, we can hear that there is some sort of external circumstance that is making me suffer, that is like it is enforcing its will, its power, its dominance onto me. It is happening to me. In this case, immediately, I have gone asleep. I am no longer aware. I am no longer awake. I am no longer thinking. I am taken out of commission. A big black bag has been put on top of my head and I cannot see what is going on. Yes, but we can all tell when we are suffering, because it is us who is suffering. We usually start complaining. This is a telltale sign that we are suffering. And as soon as we are suffering, we are noticing we are being the victim. We are being the victim of some other thing, some outside circumstance. Maybe another person, maybe a frozen pipe, maybe the burnt toast. Many ways that we can be dominated by what is going on out there. So this is the opportunity. We have a choice in this moment. We have a choice in this moment to be big people, bigger than our circumstances, bigger than a frozen pipe. Is the frozen pipe bigger than me? Or am I bigger than the frozen pipe? Is the burnt toast, is it bigger than me? Or am I bigger than the burnt toast? Well, of course we can say, oh, I'm much bigger than a stupid copper pipe that has got some ice inside of it. Oh, but then there's all of this meaning. Oh, but I wanted to do something else. I didn't want to go home and fix a stupid frozen pipe. I wanted to make a nice dinner and sit with my wife and watch the Dalai Lama. No. This is no longer an opportunity. Something else has come up. So we're suffering again immediately. You know, we're bigger than the pipe, and we're bigger than the dinner, and we're bigger than the movie. We've taken ourselves out of commission in another way. We have all of a sudden brought all sorts of meaning to what happened. And now we're letting our future that we wanted, that we can no longer have, dominate us. Yes, we have found another way for the outside circumstance to dominate us. Not only is it the pipe now, it is everything it means with it. Oh, but now this is going to cost more money. And it means that we cannot do what we want to do anymore. And it means that we may or may not be able to take a hot shower tonight. We may or may not be able to get the plumber in a short amount of time. Oh boy, and then if there's no water flowing into the house, or are we going to damage our water heater? Where are we going to get our drinking water? Are we going to go have to knock on our neighbor's door? So that's just another part of the equation. So there's the immediate part of the equation. It broke. And then there's the oh no. And it means all of these things about the future and what could be terrible about the future are so different from how we wanted it to go. And then there's another area that we make ourselves suffer. We take whatever is already with us, what other baggage we are carrying around, and we carry it with us into this situation. I knew my wife could not handle this on her own. She is so stupid. Or, you know something? I was looking at that faucet a few weeks ago thinking it's going to get cold. And I'm such an idiot that I did not cover it up. What was I thinking? I knew I should have insulated that stupid copper pipe. I can't believe how dumb I am. My father was right. I am a stupid idiot. Or we start to say something about the house. This was a stupid house to buy anyway. I knew I didn't want to buy this house. It's too much responsibility. And things are always breaking all the time. I want to get out of here. In fact, I think I want to get out of my whole marriage. I want to get out of my job. I want to get out of everything. I don't want any of these stupid responsibilities. So you see, we can go in our minds into many different directions off of one little stupid pipe made of copper that has a little piece of ice in it. And we can take that one little thing and we can blow it up really big and have it have everything to do with our past, everything to do with our future, and everything that is going on with us right now. And we can let it ruin our life. Not our entire life, but at least while we are having those conversations, we are not present to what is going on right now. And this is how suffering creeps in. There is no suffering when we only are looking at what is happening right now. There is no worrying about the future. There is no carrying around the past. There is only what is happening. Does a bird that is flying in the air with the greatest of ease, and it lands on a flower, and there is a bee inside of the flower, and it does not want to drink the nectar of the flower because there is a bee bothering. What does the bird do? Do we have the bird complaining on and on, standing there, "Bee, get out of my way. I came flying all the way from Calcutta to drink your beautiful nectar, and you are in my way. Get out." I can't believe it. I knew this would happen. I knew there would be a bee sitting in this flower, getting in my way. I don't know why I even bothered being a bird. No, a bird does not do this. A bird does not have these conversations. So what I want you to do, I want you to begin looking in your life about where you are suffering. Get out a piece of paper and a pencil and begin to write, "Where am I suffering?" Put it right on top of the paper. Where, and then my name is suffering. Not my name, your name. Where I am suffering is. And begin to write your list. And start to look to see. Start to bring consciousness to what you are making that part of your life mean for your future? Or what are you making that part of your life mean about you and your past? Or about someone else? Or about the world? What are you making it mean? And then begin to question, does it really mean this? Does it really mean that I cannot have dinner tonight because we have this broken pipe? Does it really mean that we cannot watch a movie? Does it really mean that we cannot take a nice hot shower? Does it really mean that we have to go to our neighbors for a drink of water? Maybe, maybe not. But then, being bigger than our circumstances, being bigger than a broken pipe with ice, maybe going to the neighbor isn't such a bad idea. Maybe, in fact, we can create a new opportunity in our relationship with that neighbor. Who knows what you can create? You never know what you can create. So, go and do this. I can't wait for you to come and visit next time. This has been so much fun. I really love talking with you. And drop me a line anytime, any questions. Feel free.